They left the pub and began to walk towards Tony's flat. I don't even know your name, Tony said. She suddenly turned and looked behind her. You can call me Tan Lin, she answered. What kind of name is that? And what nationality are you? He asked. But she didn't answer. She looked behind her again, and then began to walk faster. They came to a busy street. We can cross at the traffic lights, Tony said. No, let's walk along this street a little, she said. He followed her. Halfway along the street, where there were no traffic lights, she stopped. Then she began to cross the road. Don't do that, it's dangerous, he shouted. But he ran after her. A car almost hit her. She jumped aside like a cat and pulled him with her. When they were on the other side, she looked back at the traffic lights again. You shouldn't cross a busy road like this in the middle. Why did you do it? Tony asked. He looked back at the lights too, and saw a tall man with round glasses. The man stood there, looking up and down. Do you know that man? She asked Tony. No, I don't think so. Why? She didn't answer for a moment. There's something about him I don't like, she finally said. She walked so fast it was difficult to keep up with her. She turned into a narrow side street and then walked into an alley that led to another street. You know these streets better than I do, Tony said. But you live around here, don't you? She asked. Tony looked at her. How do you know so much about me? And why do you want to know so much about people like Shandor? He asked. She turned down another narrow street and looked behind. The tall man with round glasses was no longer behind them. I can't answer your questions now, but I will later, I promise. And you must promise me something, she said. What? Be careful, Mr. Redford. You should be very careful. Shandor is more dangerous than you think, and he is planning to build something far more important than an electronic brain. Perhaps he has built it already. What do you mean? He asked. I mean that Shandor can probably build robots that look and act like human beings. Perhaps he can even build exact copies of people. Exact copies of you and me. He wanted to ask her more, but she left him with the words, Remember, be careful. Very careful. You'll hear from me in a few days.